Principal Dick Jungers, our guest with this morning's School Spotlight. Thanks for the time, Coach. And I know a few things in the past, a few things in the future. I'm going to let you get us started.
Well, just a special thank you. We did a Future Career Readiness Day at the high school, and DFS and Hy-Vee sponsored the meal. And it was a great experience for our high school students to talk about career readiness with people that know.
No doubt about that, and it's going to be a continuing thing, I think, at Newell Fonda from all the positives I've heard.
Oh, definitely. Everybody's on board, and, I mean, we get to have conversations with the key players in colleges and businesses, and it's just an awesome experience to get our kids ready for their futures. And well, the other nice thing is the students really dress up for that, so mm-hmm. they all look like these young professionals. Mm-hmm. It's a really neat thing.
Good. And I know you've done a couple other nice things here recently, like a blood drive, and also a very important thing was, preschool roundup?
Yeah, we had a great blood drive, 67 registered donors, 59 units of blood were collected, up to 177 lives saved by their statistics. And then we had some milestone donors. Haley Feline donated her up to the one-gallon mark. Janaina Pop, 4 gallons, and Joan Moore, 4 gallons. So we've got some outstanding donors in our community.
That's great by those people right there. And also, if anyone's listening in right now that wasn't able to make your preschool sign-up, is there opportunities yet?
Oh, definitely. They can call the school or contact Lisa Christensen to get all the information, and just come on in and talk to us or give us a phone call.
Okay.
I'd also like to mention some exciting events. Today is our Grandparents' Day, always a fan favorite. The grandparents will be around. We have our elementary spring concert tonight. There's a book fair going on. So if you have a moment, come check those things out. Mrs. Booth does a fantastic job with the kids, and all of our elementary teachers and kids are just very excited for this opportunity to be at the grandparents. And I always tell the grandparents, you know, the rules really don't apply to grandparents ever. I mean, you know, they can spoil their grandkids. Mm-hmm. They can, you know,
right. They
can just have at them, because that's what grandparents mm-hmm. do.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It'll be a great day today and also a special night tomorrow. I know I'll have a couple Newell Fonda students in the studio tomorrow live to discuss your all-school play.
Oh, very excited. Marty Olson and Angie Reiners are putting together another great production. Marty Olson does a fantastic job with the students. It's called Anchors Away, Friday night, 7 o'clock. You need something to do, come on over and check out the play. The kids do a great job, and it's awesome seeing these kids do so many different things.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not jazz band or an athletic event or speech, they're in the play.
Mm-hmm.
So these kids wear all these different hats here, and it's just a wonderful new experience every time.
So we're going to crack some books then next week, do I hear?
You know, another opportunity for parents, for community members to come in. We're having a literacy night on March 30th. Monday night, 7 o'clock, preschool through 8th grade parents. We would like them to come in, and there will be many, many student products on display. We just want the parent involvement and, you know, just to see what we can do more to help kids with reading. And it's going to be a great experience. Last year we had the bleachers packed, and we're hoping for the same this year. Just come on out and support some student reading.
Excellent. That's Monday night. We'll look forward to that and look forward to visiting with you again sometime soon. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yes, and you know, as always, you can follow Newell Fonda on Facebook and Twitter, Newell Fonda CSD on the Facebook, or the handle for Twitter is @NFMustangs. And we want to do a special thanks to First Community Bank and DFS for our sponsors who do a great job of supporting our school.
And they make it happen with the Spotlight program. Visiting today with Principal Dick Jungers and the Spotlight here on Mix 101.7 and also on our website at stormlakeradio.com.